Now back to the Tribune's Rick Pearson. It's the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN.
8:36 on this bright and sunny and chilly Sunday morning. I'm Rick Pearson in the snug, warm, and newly decorated for Christmas Allstate Showcase studio. And joining me here in the studio is Jackie Algy, Vice President of the Service Employees International Union Healthcare Illinois. And Jackie, thanks very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
And I wanted to have you in because of the issue of state-subsidized child care. And this has been a controversy since the governor unveiled rules to dramatically decrease the eligibility of eligibility levels for people to get into the program and qualify for a subsidy. It went from, I think the threshold of eligibility was 185% of the poverty mm-hmm. level, and the governor brought that down to 50% of the poverty level, and I think all but freezing intake of new people. Maybe you can explain what does that really mean?
So what that means is parents and working families who have their children in the child care program or in daycare and home care, home daycare facilities, who rely on support or funding from the child care assistance program were then denied. They were restricted from applying, those that were new to the or wanted to be new to the program, and those that were existent recipients were then denied funding for support. And so as a result, a number of parents had to either make serious choices about the care for their children. In some cases, parents were having to quit their jobs, take lesser hours because they didn't have the support of family or otherwise to look, you know, and provide the care for their children that their children deserve and need.
And plus, you saw this, a number of the child care providers were starting, that network was starting to collapse.
A number of child care providers went out of business, they cut their hours, and in addition to that, daycare centers were closing around the state.
So now the governor recently, to some extent, reversed some of those rules, raising the eligibility level back to 162% of the poverty level. But that's not the full 185%. And then we had a vote in Springfield that would have overturned the governor's action and just returned it back to the 185% level. There was a vote in the House on that. The measure failed by one vote when Representative Ken Duncan, who said he brokered the agreement that got Rauner to return the level at least higher, Duncan didn't vote for the bill.
He did not vote for the bill.
And you were emphatic in your criticism following that vote in a press conference in Springfield attended by House Speaker Michael Madigan.
Mm-hmm. And what I've said to people, Rick, is that I was telling the truth as the truth should have been told. There was a delegation of people that met with Representative Duncan several weeks prior to that vote. And during that meeting, we had a real firm discussion with regard to his support of the child care initiative. And he promised, he also signed a pledge. I wish I had brought it with me this morning.
It's in the video.
And he signed a pledge to vote in support of Senate Bill 570. What we found out on November 10th is that it was more important for Representative Duncan to keep his word to Governor Rauner than it was to keep his word to his constituents.
Now, and this isn't the first time that Representative Duncan has voted opposite of his Democratic colleagues. There was another vote. I believe there's now like three votes because there was also part of this proposal was also about believe, senior standards for care for seniors.
That's correct.
And that also was a major issue. And, you know, he says, you know, I was the broker to get him to kind of reverse things. I pressed him consistently. I encouraged him. It was not political upmanship on someone. But he was in a very heated Democratic closed-door caucus meeting when he said he wasn't going to vote for the legislation. Mm-hmm. As someone posted on Twitter, if you have legislation pending in Springfield, maybe you don't want Ken Duncan to be the sponsor of it.
I know. And sadly enough, I would agree. And I also would disagree with him that he is the one that moved the governor to lift the restrictions on the child care assistance program. I would say that thousands, literally thousands of parents and working families and community throughout this state, in addition to those that provide care to our children on a daily basis, really had their voices heard over the last 3 months since the budget was not passed, effectively as of July 1st. People have literally been in the streets and just pushing this message that we can't have people out here who really want to work, need to work, and take care of their families and not be able to as a result of not having adequate child care. And in order to have that, we have to have funding from the state. And so I would say that that's where the pressure came from to the governor or on the governor, not from Representative Duncan.
And I have to tell you, in talking to some Republicans and Democrats, and this was an initiative of the governor's own. Mm-hmm. This was not result of legislation, mm-hmm. Not necessarily result of the budget situation, although they may argue otherwise. But in talking to Republicans and Democrats, they point how the child care assistance program was a key bipartisan part of that movement of welfare to work, and that with this kind of help to pair lower income parents, lower wage earning parents, that, you know, this is kind of the perfect support network program to move people off welfare.
Absolutely, Rick, and I'm glad that you mentioned that, because that was another factor, that there were a number of Republicans who had agreed and offered their support and committed to giving their support on that bill as well. And I think that that was an issue for the governor and his decision.
Well, and I was going to ask you about that, because what the governor basically did was take Republicans then off the hook, mm-hmm. for having to vote on that legislation.
That's correct. And he did that by, you know, Mr. Duncan voting present and not voting in support of.
Well, and I, earlier in the program, I had Representative Dave McSweeney on, a Republican from Barrington Hills, mm-hmm. and he pointed out that throughout this budget impasse, there seems to be, you know, a growing, stirring unrest, not just Republicans but Democrats too, about kind of this the forces of political leadership here versus the needs of their constituents, be they you know, regular voters, be they local mayors, those kinds of things.
That's absolutely right. I mean, you know, we have what is known in Springfield as the Four Tops. You know, as I was driving here, I was thinking, you know, it could be the Four Tops or the Five Bottoms. It doesn't matter. The main thing is that the people of this state deserve to have the best care and opportunity that they can to live and take care of their families.
We're speaking with Jackie Algy, Vice President of the Service Employees International Union Healthcare Illinois. I'm Rick Pearson here in the Allstate Showcase Studio. You're listening to The Sunday Spin on WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I'm Rick Pearson, and this is your Sunday Spin. I'm in the Allstate Showcase Studio along with Jackie Algy, Vice President of the Service Employees International Union Healthcare Illinois. And we're talking about some of the controversy over the issues of subsidized child care for lower wage earners, and some of the moves that occurred recently in Springfield, including the fact that a bill to return eligibility levels back to where they had been, basically overturning attempts by Governor Rauner to lower them, That bill failed by one vote, and Jackie was very vociferous in her criticism of Representative Ken Duncan. And this is, I think Speaker Madigan said, this is the third time there's been a vote that Ken Duncan has sided with the governor. And you said that following the vote, you said that Duncan's actions showed, quote, that he's willing to use vulnerable people as political pawns along with our governor, unquote. That was in the heat of battle. Do you still feel that way?
I absolutely do. I absolutely do. And I'll tell you why, Rick. One of the reasons that people were pushing so hard to make sure that that vote took place and that it was successful in being won was to send a message, if you would, to the governor that you should not have that kind of authority over a program that is so vital to the people of Illinois, just arbitrarily making decisions that could really impact their lives, as was done on June 30th or subsequently on July 1st when the budget was not passed. And so there are still more than 12,000 children currently today who do not have care as a result. So him saying, you know, I'm lifting the restrictions hasn't really changed anything a whole lot. And we still do not have guarantee that he won't change his mind. So there was a hearing that was held after November 10th, a JCAR hearing.
That's the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, which is a bipartisan committee.
That is correct. And his representative did not seem to be as informed about what the governor's final decision would be, nor could they make a commitment.
Right, because part of the, quote, deal, as it were, was that even though it's been restored to 162% of poverty level, with a budget, it would go back to what it originally was at 185% of the poverty level.
That is correct.
But the representative from the administration that appeared at this hearing wouldn't make that commitment, and that caused a great deal of consternation too.
That is correct. And you know, and so when you cannot trust, as we learned we couldn't trust Representative Duncan, you can't trust the word of the governor, that's a real problem.
Now the administration has said that they are 185% is what they will restore to. But it's kind of from your side, it's we'll believe it when we see it.
Absolutely.
So what's the next step politically here? SEIU has always been very politically active. Monday is the first day of filing for legislature.
It is.
I assume SEIU has a candidate.
We do. Her name is Juliana Stratton, and she is a very viable candidate for Representative Duncan, but she also has a proven track record of her work and her commitment to not only the 5th District, but the state of Illinois at large. And so we have started moving petitions in support of Ms. Stratton, and you know, we got a deadline to meet to get those petitions in.
A week from tomorrow.
That is absolutely correct. And so we are confident that we'll, you know, make that mark and exceed the number of signatures that she'll need to get on the ballot, because that's the most important thing, getting her on the ballot.
There's another issue that's going on that I wanted to talk to you about, and it's the issue of health insurance for child care workers. And I assume this is all part of the labor negotiations that are still ongoing with the larger public employees unions over coming up with new contract. Can you tell me what is going on as far as that health insurance issue?
Yeah, so the governor has chosen again to not fund or put money into the health fund for workers who provide vital services in our community. For example, home care workers who take care of seniors and people with disabilities. And they work under the Department of Rehabilitation, but there's a contractual agreement with the state that, and these workers fought hard to have that, and this is prior to Governor Reiner taking office, but they fought hard to get health care for themselves, as they, I think they deserve. I mean, they help to take care of people every day, and then they had the risk of not being able to take care of themselves so that they could do their jobs and live healthier lives. And so we filed a lawsuit, and it has a temporary restraining order against Governor Reiner to save health insurance for those workers who take care of adults and people with disabilities as well as seniors.
Now, what is the status of is there insurance now provided? Did you get the TRO or
there's insurance, but there's no money in the fund, and it will.
This is all part of the budget.
That's right. It will expire as of the end of December if he doesn't put money into the fund.
Oh, aren't these fun and games with no state budget in Illinois?
I know. And the sad part about it is that the majority of the people who really deserve the best from our legislators and our leaders are not getting it. They're not getting it. And that's very unfortunate because there are more of them and us. I'll say us because I'm a part of that 99%. There are more of us than that 1% of people who could help to shape the direction of our state budget better if they were to pay their fair share in taxes, for example.
That's Jackie Algy, Vice President of the Service Employees International Union, Healthcare Illinois. Jackie, thanks very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you having me on.
We'll be back with more right after this.